want to go out there and win every game and play well and execute. But as soon as that fourth preseason game's done, it's the slate's clean. No one remembers and no one cares what your record is. And these ones count. The win-loss column counts. So no question, the atmosphere, the energy is definitely different.
You got to play with Donnie Avery last year for the first time, and we saw flashes of him. Uh-huh. For whatever reasons, he didn't have the total view that he probably had hoped for. He's going to be important to you this week without Dwayne. Can you just talk about Donnie and how he fits what you like to do and what you expect of him?
Yeah, I mean, he's a real matchup for us. I mean, I think a real playmaker. I mean, big time speed, and with that comes big play potential. I think the tough thing with last year is that Donnie, played through a lot, got banged up, and kind of played through it, gutted it out a lot of times, but certainly I don't think was 100% at all times, which is hard, So I think with that, but yeah, he's a guy I think we looked at last year. I know I certainly did at times and could have done a lot more, and there was a lot out there, that we left on the field and certainly I think need to take advantage of at times, because there's times we have some matchups that are really favorable with him. So
you were asked about your contract status a lot this offseason. It's done, it's taken care of. You have the security of being here for the next handful of years. What does it mean for you to have the security of being here and also having it done before the season, not have to have it be brought up constantly throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is that it's done and kind of the peace of mind with not having to deal with it, and it's all on football, and then the focus is there 100%, that it's not sitting in the back of your head thinking about, playing for a new contract as you go out on the field. Anything else, I mean, you're living week to week, you got to go out there and play well this week, and we got to prepare this week and try to find a way to win. As a quarterback, that's your deal, and you're not thinking beyond that. So very, very short-sighted. Yeah, no question. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a part of it. All those, every room, every especially skill position room on offense, yeah, they all have a piece to play. And I think, it's our job collectively, to get it done. And certainly no question, the tight ends, I think, are a matchup, for us. I mean, I think we like that. I think we like getting them on the field and seeing how teams play us and the balance that we have with those guys on the field run and pass. No, it's tough. I think when you step back as and you look at the years as a whole, I mean, you could, but I've said this before, the matchups are so unique every year, and they're always changing, and this week, it's a new matchup and versus certain personnel and scheme, and you got to try to find a way to go out and execute against it. And the next week it's different, and the week after that it's different. So tough to compare. Certainly we're ahead of the game, from where we were last year as far as what we have in and I think what we're capable of. It's a matter of going out there and playing up to that, though. You still have to do it. You got to go out there on Sundays and play well. I think it comes down to execution and all those little details.
Are you personally, as long as you've been at it, was last year at all complicated in terms of just getting it down?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's complicated because it's new. Yeah, I mean, these are, NFL offenses. They're all complicated, regardless of volume or anything like that. Just the details of what you're doing. So no question. I think as the season went on, you got more comfortable with it because you were doing it. So yeah, that's only natural.
Alex, how collaborative is the process of putting the game plan together between you and the other quarterbacks and the coaches?
Yeah, I mean, some weeks more than others. Some weeks, ideas hit you. You look at them and. Coaches accept the ideas, and some weeks, the stuff's already in and ready to roll, and it just depends, but certainly us as a quarterback room, once we get the game plan, we digest that together, and going through it and trying to play the game in advance as you're watching film, as you're getting the looks out on the practice field with the looks. Yeah, you're trying to digest that and go through all the what ifs and have answers for all of them,
Yeah,
oh, I mean, I, I think the package, you know, in the offense that Coach Reed and Doug put together speaks for itself, that it's, you know, comprehensive enough, especially with his role, that it's tough to defend, that you can't defend all of it. And certainly I think it's up to us, other, you know, the other guys on the field, especially in the perimeter group, that we need to, pick up the other end of that, you know, so that they can't defend everybody. And if they want to give Jamal a bunch of attention, then other guys are going to have opportunities, and we need to capitalize.
Alex.
Mm-hmm. You're starting, they obviously haven't played a lot together as a group. What is realistic to expect from them in this first game?
To be honest, I haven't even thought about it. I mean, and I don't think necessarily like that. I mean, for us, it's what do we need to do as an offense to go out and execute and put points on the board? And then what do we need to do as a team, you know, the 53 guys in that locker room to find a win, you know, to go out and find a way to win? No matter who's out there, you know, I'm not necessarily thinking. I mean, there's no real stat sheet for those guys up front. I mean, it's just we got to go out as a unit and find a way to win. And everybody's got to do their job, you know. Quarterback, guard, receiver, whatever. I mean, we all have to go out there and execute in order for the group as a whole to have a chance. So.
So you don't necessarily seek out some of the younger guys who might be starting, like Frankie Hammond, to kind of help them along in a situation like this week with no Dwayne Bowe there.
To be honest, nothing different than I would do on any week preparing. I mean, I got little things for Dwayne. I'm going to tell him. I got little things for Frankie on certain plays. I'm telling him that. No question. If I saw something that I felt like I needed to say, I would. But certainly Frankie, for example, I feel like he's, you know, guy prepares hard every day. So, not worried about it.
Alex, how important is it for this team to go out there and make a statement on Sunday?
I mean, the statement's the win. I mean, that's all we're worried about is just trying to find a way to win. And guess, I mean, every team in the NFL, 32 teams, are trying to do the exact same thing. And Tennessee's trying to do the same thing. And you just hope you've done all the little things, you know, preparing, and then the little things on game day that give you the edge. And so I don't think there's a statement we're trying to make other than get to 1-0.
Alex, you wore that Len Dawson shirt.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And what you guys did last year, and kind of restoring the good name of this franchise. Just how important is it, you know, you're meeting the ambassadors and guys come?
Yeah.
How important is it to you guys to you want to win and lose? You want to win for yourself,
yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Above the wins and losses, how important is that?
Well, I mean, I think it just kind of lends itself to the environment around here. There's a tremendous amount of tradition. A tremendous amount of family feel around here, going all the way back, all the way back to the beginning. And you can feel that. I felt it from my first day here. And I think that's only a part of it. So you walk around the building and it's the same thing. You know, you see it. You see the past. You see the history. And certainly with Lynn, we get to see him a lot, which is great. You know, and for me as a quarterback, it's that's awesome. You know, it's certainly to get to kind of pick his brain here and there and get to talk to him. But certainly I think it just kind of speaks to the bigger feel of the environment around here and how special it is to have that kind of tradition and legacy and family feel.
So. Last one, Karen.
Alex, just can you talk about the Tennessee defense? You saw them last year, but with a new head coach, you still got some of the same players who can get nasty like a Bernard Pollard. Is there a kind of a sense of this defense that hasn't changed from a year ago, or is it a different feel to this defense?
Yeah, it's tough to know, to be honest. I mean, you certainly a lot of the personnel is the same, so you can look at the film from last year and from a personnel perspective and who you're playing. But for me as a quarterback, I feel like I'm playing all the guys, you know. So for me, it's a little more beneficial to, you know, looking at the scheme and as well as the personnel. So that's tough, you know, because are they showing everything in preseason? Are they not? Are they saving stuff? Are they hiding stuff? Surprise you with something. So it's a little bit, you're just kind of preparing for the unknown. Try to prepare for everything. Have some answers. Know that, yeah, you might get something that they didn't show because it was only preseason. So.